see you. Okay, he's here. One moment.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. My name is Muzz. I'm one of the specialists that handles the pricing in your area. Is this Dan?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, how are you? Thanks for your patience.
And you're welcome.
All right. My pleasure. I'm looking at Chase Perfection Cleaning Professionals. I understand that you are the sole owner and operator of the business, correct?
Correct.
All right. And I'm looking here at Millis, Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And do you have any questions for me aside from pricing?
I think pricing comes faster than I ask.
Okay. So, Dan, pardon me, your voice is very low. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, go on with the pricing, please.
Yeah, so pricing depends on the problem, right? So really, my job here is to help you get on the first page of Google. Obviously, there are certain requirements for that. So I'm going to highlight your strong and weak points and then ask you a few questions, and we can really dive into that. And I understand Carla is there with you on the phone. Is that correct?
Yes, well.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So first thing I see here, you guys need a map listing, Google verification. I typed in Chase Perfection Cleaning Professionals, Millis, Massachusetts. Is there supposed to be a map listing that I don't see here, or is that something you guys haven't done yet at all?
No, I don't think we have done that.
Nothing? Okay, got it. I do see a website, chaseperfectioncleaning.com.
What does that mean? What is a map listing? What does it mean?
Your map listing is also known as a Google My Business profile or a Google Business profile, which is your centralized point for your contact information. So it has your name, your address, your phone number, your hours, and your website. So basically, when I type in your business name verbatim, or really, if I go and do a live search in your local area, if you can list me, you know, your top three services. So, like, obviously, you guys do cleaning, correct?
Yes.
So, if we do a live search, and if you're in a safe location, we can do these. I would encourage you to do these searches with me. Are you on the residential side and commercial?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let's type in apartment cleaning, for example, okay? So I'm looking at the maids in Medway. You know who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. As you can see, that's a Google business profile, which is what you don't have. We would get you verified, and then we would upload photos, help you generate reviews. We can get you a professional website if you don't have one already, which I'll ask you and we'll dig into in just a moment. We can click call view, visit them a million times. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So this covers around 10 to 15 miles. Is that okay? Or did you want to go beyond that? That's okay. All right. Okay. And then, did you have a website at all?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the chaseperfectioncleaning.com?
Chase Perfection Cleaning, yes.
Okay, got it. And who created you this website?
Somebody. It's not us. Somebody did it. I work.
Okay, was like a friend or a freelancer?
Freelancer,
okay. Do you log into your website regularly to kind of really check the analytics?
Yes.
Okay, and how's that working out for you?
It works out well, but it has a few areas where we need to fine tune, like putting in the core. I think the key are there. Yeah.
Well, so I'll tell you this: the website looks awesome. It looks good. The problem is, it's a billboard in the desert. No one's seeing it. Your website is not ranking for any of your services. There's no keywords on the back end. So with our service, we can actually push traffic to it and actually give it the visibility it deserves. Because right now, you purchased a domain, that's money out of your pocket, and it's on a server. It's being hosted, which I'm sure is a monthly fee, right? Unless you prepaid for the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right. So it wouldn't make sense for you to have a website that no one sees and it's paying, right? That's your money that should be going into a package where you actually get the visibility, right? You don't need casual visitors. You need converting customers. Okay. And then, can you tell me a little bit more about what you guys are doing to advertise your business?
Yeah, we do general office cleaning work, residential. We clean homes, we clean dryer vents, AC heating vents, windows, we clean floors, we clean couches. Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Because I did notice that you were with Angie's List. Are you still with them?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, how is that working out for you?
It is working okay.
That's okay. Not great, but okay.
Yes.
We hear that they get expensive, right?
They are a little expensive, yeah.
Because you have to pay upfront for a yearly subscription, and then they charge you for every single lead. And the price of the lead varies depending on the location and the size or scope of the job, right? Sounds pretty accurate.
Yes.
But what's happening is that same lead they're sending to your competitors, about 6 or 7 guys, and they expect you to call them, right? So what we're learning is that most of these leads are not qualified or they don't answer their phone. So you guys need your phone to ring, right? You can't be sitting around calling, you know? So Google would give you the benefit of the doubt in the sense that someone who's genuinely interested searching for your services would see your map listing, see your website, and call you directly. Sound better? Doesn't that sound better?
Okay. That sounds better.
Okay. Cool. So the major benefit is that the position just became available within our company here at Local Splash, and we're looking to fill it today. So once we do begin working with you guys on the first page of Google, we close out the category, and we cannot work with anyone else who does what you do. So if I can get you on a package or a program at an affordable price, is that something that we can get started with you guys today? Is your commitment?
Yeah, we need to hear the pricing.
Sure. So everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. So your pricing will be set at a flat rate of $299 month to month thereafter, no contract. And then the program comes with a one-time setup fee of $100 to cover the programming. So your initial investment is $399, and then each month in the event you guys would like to move forward would be $299. This will include a complete Google local optimization setup. We'll go ahead and list you or rank you guys for your services. So if they type in office cleaning, Airbnb cleaning, apartment cleaning, residential cleaning, home cleaning, home organization, right? We'll also include the top 5 directory submission. So Google, Yelp, Bing, Apple Maps, Yahoo, Siri, Alexa, as well as Facebook. We could run some ads for you. Are you on any social media?
Yes.
Okay, which social media platforms are you on?
Facebook.
Facebook, okay. So for your Facebook, is it a personal Facebook page or is it a business Facebook page?
I
think I was trying to process a business. I did personal.
Kyra was trying to create the business one, but she didn't complete it.
Okay, incomplete business. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So we can create a business Facebook page for you, and we can link that together with your personal Facebook page. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So just to really recap everything here, if someone was searching for, you know, apartment cleaning in your city, you would be one of the top recommend companies on the first page. Okay, so again, to paint a picture, you guys will have multiple keywords as long as there are services you offer. If someone is in your area and they're looking for, you know, those examples that I had mentioned, you guys have the option to add or remove keywords, or account management team here is to assist you and hold your hand every step of the way. You'll be found as soon as any of those phrases are typed in. Okay, those companies that we just Googled are capitalizing on over 90% of searches done daily in your area. And then lastly here, the program does come with a dashboard. It's a great way for you guys to log in, gain insight on the marketing efforts, progression. It does come with customized tracking. You'll be able to see what keywords you are listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed. And in addition to all this, we can also track how many phone calls you're receiving from a new client. Again, if you want to add, remove keywords, run any kind of promotions, we do all of this for you. We hold your hand every step of the way.
Hmm.
Does that work out for you guys?
Sounds great.
Are we able to see customers?
Yeah. Kyra is asking, are we able to see the customers today? Yes, he said there's tracking on the dashboard. So
when you log into your dashboard, it's an all-in-one solution. So basically, you'll be able to have access to your website. You'll have access to your directories. You'll have access to your actual Google Map listing. You'll have a user ID and password you can log into, and you'll see the total, the local leads, the Google profile actions, all of your listings, all the results. So once you do log in, your account manager will be able to go ahead and walk you through that.
Now, if we are subscribing to Google Ads, we can do away with Angie?
If you were to choose one, obviously Google. Google is on everyone's phone. Everyone's device. Home Angie's is not, right?
So Google can replace Angie better.
That's correct. Now, if Angie's is working out for you and you are converting on those leads, hey, more power to you. But if you kind of find yourself not converting those leads, it's not working out, then that money can be factored directly to this Google package.
Yeah, we are shopping around. If you do best, then why do we go back to Angie? We get stuck
right
with Google. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, again, 90% of searches begin on Google. You know.
Exactly. So.
All right.
Do you have any promotions?
So the actual promotion is for the $299 with the $100 setup. Without the promotion, it's $599 with the $299 setup.
Okay.
So, you guys are saving approximately, yeah, about $500. What do you charge on average for one customer?
On average?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the nature of it.
On average. So for cleaning a home, a normal size home, four bedroom, one level, like 350, 400.
350 to 400?
That's four bedroom?
Three bedroom.
For a four bedroom?
It's like 250.
Hmm?
It's like 250.
Three bedroom.
Okay.
Three bedroom, 250.
Okay. Three bedroom for 250.
Hmm.
So if we were to give you guys 20 calls, and of the 20 calls, 10 people hired you.
Hmm.
Right, that's 2,500. And then of the 10 people, maybe one or two refer you over to their family, friends. So you have that opportunity there. And of the 10, five are reoccurring. They call you back.
Yeah.
So you definitely, with it, well, yeah, I mean, your cost to benefit really is there.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so for the, I'm going to go ahead and confirm your company information on how you would like to be listed, starting with your business name. So obviously, Chase Perfection Cleaning Professionals. Did you want me to add anything to that or remove anything to that?
No.
Okay. And then who is going to be the primary on the account?
Me.
Okay. Dan, and then what is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Like I said it. Dan for Daniel, D-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Z-Z-I-W-A.
Okay, you said Z-Z-I-W-A?
Well, A. I'm Andrew. W-A.
Okay, pardon me. So, from the beginning, one more time.
Zebra, zebra, ice cream, water, Andrew.
Got it. So, Z-Z-I?
W-A.
W-A.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And then what is your email address for the receipts, everything in writing?
Chase Perfection LLC at Gmail.
All right. And then what is the best phone number for customers to call you?
774-245-2520.
All right. And then do you have an alternative phone number for our account management team to call you?
What's that?
Do you have an alternative or a secondary phone number you prefer our team members to call you?
774-502-0923.
All right. And then your business address, I have 84 Plain Street, Unit B. Is that correct?
No unit.
No unit? Okay.
84 Plain Street.
84 Plain Street?
Yeah.
All right. Millis, Massachusetts, 02054.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, sir. And pardon the silence, okay? Just creating this for you here. Okay, Dan, so for the card that you're going to be using to pay with, does the billing address match the 84 Plain Street?
No.
Okay, what would be the address on the card?
41 Stafford Street, apartment 1. 41 Stafford Street, apartment 1.
Okay, so again, I have a, and pardon me, 41.
Okay, 41.
And if you can,
Stafford.
Mm-hmm. Stafford.
S-T, yes, Stafford.
Okay, 401 Stafford Street, apartment 1.
Yes, Worcester.
Okay.
Massachusetts.
And the zip code?
01603.
Okay, and are we going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and the card number?
Card number is 4294-2006-7246.
And the last four?
9882.
All right. Expiration?
Wait. That is it. I'm giving you the debit card.
Okay.
One moment.
Sure.
One moment.
All right.
Excuse the silence. Don't keep this. How much are you going to charge now?
Your total is
7246-9882.
August 29th.
All
right, and the security code?
219.
Did you say 219?
Yes, 219.
219? All righty. And then because we're giving you more visibility, more exposure, Dan, you're going to receive random calls from other agencies, other marketers. So we do require a security question. You have a choice of your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one did you prefer?
City I was born in.
All right. And the answer?
K-A-M-P-A-L.
K-A-M-P-A-L?
Correct.
Kampala. Where is that at?
Kampala. In Uganda.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, once if someone gives you a call, and you cannot identify the caller, you have any suspicion, mm-hmm. just ask them to answer your security question. If they cannot answer it, obviously you just want to hang up, disconnect the call. If we do answer it, then
okay.
We're good to go. Okay.
One question. Our portfolio extends a little bit to cover restaurants and hotels. Are you able to include that?
You want us to include the restaurants and hotels for the cleaning?
Cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's more okay. That's more commercial side. So we can be specific for you. Not a problem. Hotel, motel.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Give me 1 second here, okay? Okay. So the next step here is a voice verification. So before I process your payment, I'm just going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you guys. That we'll be sending you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? Okay? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process this transaction. Sound good?
My colleague here was saying we forgot an item on the list of services we extend to the schools.
Sure. School cleaning as well, right?
Correct.
Or janitorial? Yeah, we can go ahead and add that. Okay? All right. All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Just Perfection Cleaning Professionals.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Dan Ziwa, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the calls coming in, which is what we did. But do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Calls will come from our 877, you might want to write this down, 877-635-6225 customer service number.
Say that again, madam, Mr. Maz.
Yeah, 877.
Yeah.
635?
6225? 6225, okay.
All right. So my question is, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from this number?
Yeah. I will. I agree.
All right. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in a non-refundable amount of $399. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225. Phone number, you must speak to a live representative to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Just give me one moment. I'll go ahead and process the payment here. Please stand by. So it looks like the payment declined. Usually when we get a decline, insufficient funds or your bank sends you a text message or email just to authorize the charges. Unless you want to use another card, that'll work too. Are you still with me there, Dan? Anybody there? Hello, hello? Yes, I'm here. Yeah, your card declined.
How much are you charging on the card?
$399.
Maybe I missed the number. What? Are you able to ask to look at the card number again?
Sure.
Maybe.
So it's the visa you gave me ending in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Instead of 7246, make it 7426.
Okay. Can you give me the full number from start to finish?
4294.
Mm-hmm.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
7246.
Okay.
9882.
And that is a visa, correct?
That's a visa, yes.
All right. Expiration August of 2029.
Yeah.
Right. And security, the three-digit security code, 219, correct?
219. Maybe it is 719. I have...
Can you... Okay. If you want to go ahead and double check that for me, please.
Let me go check the security card.
Okay.
But it's 719. Okay. But I'm mixing the card with the security code. Let me double check.
Sure.
You have 4294?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Dan. Would you like me to repeat your card number just to confirm?
Yes. Yes.
I have 4294-2006-7246-9882.
Yeah.
Expiration August of 2029. And then for the security code, I have 219. We just want to go and verify that.
719.
719.
719, yeah.
Okay. And then you're at 441 Stafford Street, apartment 1, Worcester, Massachusetts, 01603, correct?
Correct. Okay.
All right. All right, Dan, Carla, I want to say congratulations. Your payment successfully processed. We do welcome you to Local Splash. We went ahead and sent you a few emails there of your invoice, everything in writing, you know, steps that your client onboarding agent will go over with you guys. Okay? I want to go ahead and confirm that you received the email from me, please.
Yeah, I did receive
the email. All right. Then you will be required to sign the splash, the local splash terms of service. Okay?
Okay. By accessing the dashboard?
Yeah, so were you able to receive a few emails there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just give me one second. Okay, and then as you're signing that, I need to put you guys in the calendar so your client interview process can begin here. Let's see. All right, October 2nd. So does 4 o'clock Eastern work out for you guys today?
What's that?
Does a 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time work out for you guys for the onboarding?
To do what?
It would be for the onboarding, so we can actually begin our services.
What is required for that?
So I will be giving you a call myself directly. Okay. And so basically, it'll be a 30 to 45 minute informational interview to double, triple check everything and further discuss the content and editing of the work.
Okay. You said what time?
I do have a 4 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys speak Spanish as well, or only English?
Only English.
All right.
Yeah.
And then did you want us to call the 2520 phone number?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I went ahead and I sent you that calendar invite by email, if you can confirm that you received it.
In the calendar. Okay. Yes, I got that.
All right, if you can go ahead and just confirm that for me, please. And then were you able to receive that email to sign the agreement?
Google Calendar. I'm going to go to that one. Let me check.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Go to the email.
All right, were you able to receive it there?
Not. Welcome to Lock Splash. We are passionate about putting a business on the street. Access your desktop. You can log. Oh, yeah. I log into the account at HTTPS.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. That one?
Yeah, go ahead and click on that one. Let me know what you see.
I see Lock Splash username password, right?
Yeah, correct. So you should be able to sign a document there. So it says Local Splash Terms of Service.
The password is Best Profit. Best Profit. Best Profit. I have to log into the client dashboard, right?
It's under the initial invoice email there.
Oh, initial invoice? The initial invoice. Okay.
Yeah,
I see that one. So access your dashboard, right?
Yeah, and we also sent you a text message.
Text, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just both just for their text emails. But if you see it, yeah, you can go and click on that, sign it, and then let me know when you sign it, okay?
I sign in through Access Your Dashboard, right?
Correct.
Okay. The username is my phone number, right?
Okay, you broke up there. Can you ask me one more time, Dan? I apologize.
What is the username? My cell phone number?
The primary number is the one we're speaking on.
No, is that the username? I'm trying to log into the dashboard.
Yeah, so for the, okay, so did you, I'm sorry, you should be signing the local Splash terms of experience. So it lists the services, the Google Business Profile access, the directory submissions, the website, Facebook, everything there.
I get to that through the dashboard.
No, it should be a separate email. So again, so the dashboard is separate. What we need you to do is sign the, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so you need to go for the initial invoice.
Okay. Let me see. I see here local Splash initial invoice here. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the terms and conditions. Yeah, so if are you looking at it on your phone or your computer?
Now I got the document.
If you're on your phone, it'll be better if you turn the phone sideways. Just, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Confirm signature. Type your name. I type my name there. And confirm signature. Confirmed. Then it brings me to the username and the password.
Okay, so let me just double check to see if you signed this. Hang on. Okay, so you did sign it, and it would take you to your user ID and password, which is also emailed to you to access the dashboard as well as text. You can log in. And then the client interview call that you're going to have later today will further assist you, instruct you on that. Okay?
So the username is my telephone number, right?
Your cell phone number?
Is the username? What is the username to log into the dashboard?
I
saw somewhere that username with the cell phone and the password best profit. That's just something like that.
Yeah, so your client agent who's going to give you a call will give you your login information, okay? And they'll walk you through that. So, you know the call that we scheduled for 4 o'clock Eastern?
Yes.
All of that will discuss the login info. Okay?
Okay.
So the phone number to the business is always going to be, your username. And the password is auto-generated. You can change all of that in your settings. Okay, so right now you're going to see your phone number. Just to really answer your question, yeah, that's your login. Okay, but I wouldn't mess with that right now. I would just wait for your onboarding agent to give you a call. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, awesome. I do want to say congratulations both to you, Dan and Carla. We do welcome you to Local Splash. We understand that you have a choice when it comes to Google marketing, and it's a privilege. We're happy to have you guys on board, and just be on standby for that call later today, okay? I'll be on that call as well to introduce you to the onboarding agent.
Okay. Sir, thank you, Mr.
All right. Congratulations. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. Bye.